Now it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet. Last week, I talked about the big water cycle that we are part of here in western Colorado and how it connects the mountains and the sea via rivers and clouds. Disruptions to this water cycle and complications from climate change, like changes in the jet stream, cause rains and snow to come in even more erratic and more dramatic fashion than we here are already used to. And while the big water cycle seems a little daunting, it's important to understand that there are also small water cycles where we can have a big positive impact. In small water cycles, the water that evaporates from the land here sticks around and comes back to Earth in the form of rain, dew, mist, and fog. In fact, when it comes to local precipitation, the small water cycle is responsible for over 60% of the moisture an area gets. In a landscape where big trees are cut down, where grasses have been too heavily grazed, where soils have been plowed and left bare, or where water has been moved from rivers and ditches to pipes below the surface of the ground, we disrupt and destroy these small water cycles. This leads to things drying out even more and getting even hotter. Scientists call this desertification. Now, there's some simple principles that apply to how the Earth works, and one of them is that water follows carbon. It goes like this. With more carbon in the atmosphere gets hotter, and then you get more water that sticks around up there. This is called atmospheric loading. And it means that we get rain events that dump even more water all at once and more intense hurricanes. The flip side is that with more carbon in the soil and in our landscapes and vegetation, you get more water in these systems and better, more stable, small water cycles. This in turn means we can keep more of the water that does fall in local circulation. Practices like managed grazing, cover crops and no-till, keeping water above ground, and keeping the trees in our towns and in our forests healthy all help restore small water cycles, keeping our landscapes green and buffering us from the negative effects of climate change. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF, written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.